my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, and I greet you in the midst of a lot of things going on around the world. You know, we live in an incredible time. You know, I was recently chatting with a sister in Christ online, and I was mentioning the fact that you can see things speeding up so much right now. You know, as the world is going into a time of exponential increase of knowledge. You know, the book of Daniel talks about how in the end times that knowledge would increase. And what we're seeing right now is an unprecedented increase in knowledge around the world. I mean, all over the world, what you're seeing is a time where there's been incredible increase. You know, people are going to and fro like never before. You know, people travel the world like never before. People go to different places like never before. You have the chance of seeing people and meeting people like never before. You know, the interactions that you can have in this life are unprecedented. You know, you go back 1,000 years, you go back to even, you know, 300-400 years, and your geography was very limited. You know, where you could go, what you could do was very limited. Now, I tell you what, you can travel the world. You can be anywhere in the world in a couple of weeks, anywhere. You literally could box up all of your stuff and within 48 hours be on a plane and go somewhere completely different. You know, I've done that before, actually. I've done things like that. I've literally within 2 weeks completely shifted and been on my way to somewhere entirely different as God would send me. And, you know, that's part of the amazing time that we live in. You know, I know sometimes we talk about some of the, negative, if you would, the negative things going on in this life, in this world. But also you got to realize too, you know, and part of the reason for that is just so that you would have a realistic understanding of what you're living in. Because one thing that's obvious for anybody that has eyes to see is that the world that we live in right now, what you're shown on the surface, is not what's real. You know, if you don't get that one, then you've got a lot of audios to go through. What you see on the surface is not real. What you see presented to you is not real. Just like in all the marketing and communication efforts and advertising efforts of many companies, a lot of them, what you see and how they present themselves is not who they really are. Some of them are, but most of them are not. But when it comes to the world and what's going on in the world at large, you've got to dig down deep. You've got to go and see what's at the root of what's going on. But in the middle of that, too, you've got to also understand the time that you live in. See, right now is a time like no other. And the ability to live an amazing and incredible life and an incredible journey at this point is like no other. You know, you should always be mindful of that. And you should also remember that there is less limitation now for somebody that would flow with God than ever before. I mean, you look at the journeys, for example, of Paul, the apostle. And, you know, the rounds that he made and the time that it took him to make those, you can do those same rounds much, much faster if you wanted to do that. You're not limited traveling overland and going by sea. You know, what you can do in this day and age is incredible. So that to say that your vision for your life and what it is that God puts in your heart to do and to be about, you should allow that to be expansive. Because while we learn from those that have come before, I don't think there's anybody that's come before that's had access to what it is that you have access to today to accomplish incredible things past the imaginations of many people that have lived before. Now, that said, there's also a window for certain things. And right now, we are in a window and a season of time like no other. But it is just that. It is just a season. And this is a season of time where there are things for the children of God and for God's people to do and to be about. You know, I mean, when we started publishing here, when we started putting things out at Faith Mix, you know, God gave us some very clear and very simple instructions for what to do and how to do it. And we've been doing that. And we also have been building a resource base for some time. The stuff that's on there, you know, we were building it long before we had an audience. And now we've got a very incredible set of people that listen and check in and keep in touch with us, and people all over the world that this impacts and that are using this. But you know what? We still stay true to the instructions because God gave us a window and a season and a set of instructions for the part that we are to play in what's going on right now in the earth as the kingdom of God is coming and His will is being done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, you got to understand that there's two kingdoms in operation. Ultimately, we've talked about this in a lot of the older audios, and those are up there, so it's worth going through the libraries, going through the archives, seeing what's out there, and seeing what we've already put up, because we go into a lot more detail. So we may gloss over some stuff at this point, but if you want to know more, just dig into some of the old stuff. The titles are there, descriptions are there for most of them, so, you know, have at it. But two kingdoms in operation in the earth, the kingdom of light, kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of the enemy, the prince of the power of the air, Satan, Lucifer. You know, I mean, ultimately, those are the two kingdoms in operation in the earth. So all these things about nations, you know, different countries, borders, all that stuff, no, that's just the surface reality. The truth is, there's the kingdom of light, kingdom of darkness, the power of Satan, and then there's the power of God. You know, you're either under the banner of truth and light in the kingdom of God, or you are under the banner of the lie and darkness and the power of Satan. Now, here's something you got to understand. All right, sometimes, see, here, okay, listen. God could, in one moment, one second, completely wipe out and annihilate everything that the devil is by just snapping his fingers. That's all he would have to do. Jesus, when he was about to go to the cross, he said, and when the disciples, when, you know, Peter drew the sword and cut off the servant of the high priest's ear, and Jesus told him, look, put away your sword. He said, you know what? Look, if I at this moment have at my disposal 12 legions of angels, all I got to do is call on them. They'll come and they'll take care of business. But if I do that, how would the scriptures then be fulfilled of what's spoken of me? So Jesus, though he had power at his disposal, and by the way, what is meekness? You know, don't ever confuse weakness and meekness. Don't ever confuse meekness with weakness. They're not the same thing. Jesus was meek. Meek is power under control. Many of the people of God are meek people. That doesn't mean that they're weak. Weak is when you have no power. Meek is when you have power, but it's under control. And you have power, you could destroy that which is in front of you. But it's under control. It's under control. You know, I drive right now a very big truck with monster tires in this country. And, you know, sometimes I pull up next to maybe a three-wheeler or one of these little tiny cars. And, you know, this truck could roll over the top of them and eat them. But it's under control. There's power in this truck, but it's under control. I got this thing under control. You understand me? Now, all right. Power under control. Jesus, at all times, had power, but it was under control. And he looked to the Father. He only did what he saw the Father doing. So he didn't go abuse the power that he had. You know that as a child of God, you have incredible power at your disposal. You have the power of the King of Kings flowing through you because you're an ambassador and you speak on his behalf. And you're plugged into the source. You're plugged into the source. You know, you get if you get a light bulb or a lamp, you know, it's nothing by itself, but once it's plugged into the source, once it's plugged into that power socket, the power flows through it. It can do incredible things. It can light up the entire house. Look, you are plugged into the source. In Christ Jesus, you're plugged in. And once you're plugged in, that power flows through you. Once that power flows through you, it's on. And so we live in connection with him. Now, because the power of God flows through you, you are something different. And you should allow for your life to be something different. You should allow for your life to be something unique. See, God's people are, we have power, but it's under control. And, you know, God is raising his people up in this time to do works, to accomplish his purposes, to go out to preach the gospel, to make disciples of all nations. God is raising people up for this purpose in this time. Look, it's not about making a perfect cookie cutter life here. Hello. Hello. Yes. Not about that. You know why? Because most people, there is a false doctrine out there that, you know, and it's the prosperity gospel that's been circulated, and a lot of people have been hijacked because it tickles the flesh, and it tickles the carnal mindset, and essentially it says, unless you are healthy and wealthy, there is something wrong with your faith. And God is supposed to be this genie in a bottle just waiting there to grant every little whim that you may have, and he's a means to that end, and give you 10%, right? That's the carnal, you gotta sow your love gift. You know, I mean, this is a whole nother set. Whereas the true kingdom of God, what does God do? You bow your knee before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And after you bow before him, your life is not your own anymore. You belong to him. Wherever he sends you, you go. Whatever he asks you to do, you do. And in the process of being obedient to his will, you find that you have an abundant life. You find that you have a fulfilled life because your life is led by him. Your life is quickened by him. Your life is something different because of him. Your life is not your own anymore. You're bought with a price. And in being bought with a price, you don't live for yourself. See, the world constantly wants to hijack the truth because the truth is very dangerous to them. It's very dangerous to the world system if you realize that you're free. If you realize there's nothing that can hold you, it's very dangerous to them. Why? Because you can just walk right out of the prison. If you realize that the doors are unlocked and there's no chains holding you and the guards have no bullets in their gun, you can just walk out. So, what do? They tell you the doors are locked. They tell you there's chains on your feet. They tell you the guards are ferocious and they've got all these bullets and they're going to shoot at you. They're going to do all this stuff. But nothing can hold you. The truth is that when the power of God has come upon your life, when you have been washed and paid for by the blood of Jesus and set free, nothing can hold you. Nothing. Nothing can separate you from the love of God that you have in Christ Jesus. Neither height nor depth, nor angels, nor powers, nor principalities, nor nothing can separate you from the love of God that's yours in Christ Jesus. Do you know that? And that's good news. Because you've got a wonderful, loving Master that now leads and guides you into all truth and carries you forward into a new reality, into a new beginning, and a new journey. You know, the old you is dead. When you come into Christ Jesus, the old you is dead. There's a new you. That which now lives is hidden in Him. And so He now lives through you, empowering and quickening the gifts that were put in you. That's what makes you unique. That's also what keeps you from being a robot. Because you know what? You've got gifts. I've got gifts. I've got things that make me unique. I've got things that make me have skill and ability that other people don't have. And when those things are quickened by the Spirit of God and empowered by Him, there is no limit. My life is limitless. Your life is limitless. Nothing can hold you. Did you know that? Are you excited about that? You should be. You should be very excited that your life is not limited. So, rather than allowing for your vision just to be, all right, you got to get a good job. You got to find the right person to get married to. You need to buy a house. You want to get a car. And you want to go to church or wherever it is that you're going to go. And yeah, that's it. Just put your time in, right? Watch some YouTube videos. Go to a couple concerts and die. That's not life. That's not life. Life is following Christ. Life is allowing Him to lead and direct your path. Life is allowing Him to have lordship over you. Do you know that life flows when you are under His authority? Look, take a branch from a tree, right? When does the life flow into the branch? It flows when that branch is connected to the trunk, connected to the vine. As long as the branch is connected to that vine, life flows into it. Life flows through it. So when life's flowing through it, it can grow, it can bear fruit, it can become bigger, it can become stronger, it can become what it was made to be and what it's genetically programmed in the very core of its DNA to be. In your spiritual DNA, you were programmed to be something. And in your spiritual DNA, when you are plugged into Christ Jesus, you grow. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to rationalize it. You don't have to explain it. You just will. You will just grow in Christ as a result of being connected to Him. There'll be a depth of your character, a depth of your soul, a depth of your logic, a depth of your wisdom and knowledge and understanding, a depth of the spiritual strength that God has put in you. Now, that truth and that life is a blessing. But it comes when you are under Him. You've got to be under His authority. You've got to be under His leadership. You've got to be under His guidance. Because otherwise, if you're not, you're not connected. You know, whatever authority you are under is going to profoundly affect the life that you live. Yeah, I've seen this. There's some principles, there's some things It doesn't matter whatever your good intentions are, there's still universal laws that are at effect. For example, gravity. You can't get away from the law of gravity while you are here on this earth. Either you respect it, and you could say, all right, you're going to jump off the building. Either you respect it and you understand it and you adjust for it, or you die. If you try to jump off of a building without anticipating what's going to happen as a result of the law of gravity, if you just jump off unprepared, you're going to die. If you jump off with a parachute or a hand glider and you've got some training, yeah, you can make some fun out of it. But it's still at effect. The law is still there. The law is still working. Gravity's still there. And likewise, authority and the way that authority works is there. If you come under a satanic structure, a satanic authority, whether you like it or not, it will affect you. Whether you like it or not, it will impact you. What fellowship has light with darkness, or the kingdom of God with Satan? You know, they don't. Now, you can be under the authority of God, and if you're under His authority, what He'll end up doing is He'll end up leading and guiding you. And when He does that, there may be times that He will send you in to very dark and difficult places. But that's on His prerogative and on His decision. And sometimes He'll send you in and He'll just as quickly pull you out. And you've got to be willing to go and flow with Him. If not, if you, trying to save your own life in this world, are going into satanic structures and seeking to be part, those things will change you. Those things will affect you. Those things will alter even your very DNA. And you will become like them. Because you can't love both God and mammon, God and money. You can't. You'll either love one and hate the other. You'll serve one and despise the other. You can't serve both God and money. Jesus said that. You can't. It is impossible. So if you are serving one, you're going to be hating the other. Now, sometimes people, they think that they can get away with that. They think they can rationalize that. But you know what they end up finding out when they're serving money and they think they also got God too? Is that actually they've created a different God. The God that they serve is not the real one at all. It's a God they've made in their own image and their own likeness that is convenient for them. You know, a lot of people create convenient gods because they have a certain course of action in their carnal flesh that they would like to do, like to go about, so they fashion God into their own image, into their own likeness, and they worship that. So there are gods out there. I mean, look, hey, India's got 330 million gods. 330 million. Million! Estimated. I mean, you know, there are the big ones, there are the little ones, there's all kinds. People make gods in their own image, in their own likeness, or are demonically inspired. Whereas God wants you to be free. He wants you to serve the one true living God. And the way that works is you have to bow your knee before Him and allow Him to set the stage. Allow Him to call on the timetable. Allow Him to make a decision on who you are, what you will be, what you will be about. Do you know, there's only one way to live an abundant life, and that comes on His terms. That comes under the 100% lordship of Christ Jesus. It doesn't come by your willful decision, by your rebellious choice. You can rationalize whatever you want to do, but you know in your heart whether you're living the maximum and what God intended for you or not. And if you're not, well, when are you going to get right? When are you going to flow with what He's doing? Because as much as you would like, you know, a lot of people, a buddy of mine one time told me this. He said, you know, a lot of people, they want to know the will of God so that they can consider it, not so that they can actually do it. And I found that to be true. You know, a lot of people want to know the will of God so they can consider it. I wonder what God would have me to do. Wow, that sounds interesting. Okay, but I'm just going to go do this over here because that's what I'd rather do. You know, it's better for you if you're not all in, if you're not 100% with what God wants to do, it's better for you that you don't know. I'm serious. Because scriptures actually say that. It says that the servant that knew his master's will and did it versus the servant that knew his, that didn't know his master's will and didn't do it. The one that didn't know the will was beaten with fewer stripes. The one that knew his master's will and still didn't do it, he was beaten with more stripes. So, you know, when you know what it is that God would have for you and you still rebel against that, you should expect discipline. You should expect things to not go well with you. It's better for you to not know. So, rather than not, don't play this game. You know, if you want the will of God, then ask for it, and once He gives it to you, go for it. Go for it. You know, unashamed, unfettered, just full on, just go for it. Because, you know, He's in the middle of doing an incredible work in you. But that work also does require that you walk in step with Him. Because He works in conjunction with your will. He works in connection with your heart, your decision, your choice. See, a lot of people, they don't realize the fact that God still respects free will, free decisions, free choices. He does. And if you choose well and choose rightly, there's life in that. If you don't choose well, if you don't choose rightly, then you miss. And there's no reason for you to miss. You don't have to. You know, it'll be a strain, it'll be a struggle, but He'll always help you to overcome. As you trust Him, as you look to Him, as you ask Him, He will strengthen you in that which needs to happen, that which needs to take place. You know, God won't ever leave you. He will never forsake you. And even in your dark hours, you can call out to Him. And He will lift you up. He will lift your head. You know, I think there's also a challenge that people have because of the fact that, you know, sometimes you got to make a decision. And in those times when you're not sure, all you have to do is bring it back to Him and seek Him. And sometimes God will just have you just to wait. You know, sometimes He will settle things. You don't have to do anything. You know, too often people are just so concentrated on wanting to do something. Do this or do that. You don't need to sometimes. Sometimes you just need to be. Sometimes you just need to be. You just need to settle in and let God do what He does. And you just need to be available, be listening, and, you know, keep on in whatever it is that's in front of you. But, you know, the world is constantly trying to get you to do something. You know, the world wants you to always hurry up and do something dumb. You know, come on, hurry up and do something dumb. That's what the devil wants. Come on, quickly, quickly, make a decision and do it. You know, it's like, okay, wait, why? Why do I gotta hurry up and do something dumb? Why can't I wait on the Lord and allow for Him to lead and direct my steps? You know, I mean, you know, I used to work with some people in disaster management when I was involved in some humanitarian work. And, you know, everybody had emergencies because you're in the middle of an emergency and everybody had an emergency. And, you know, in those kind of situations, I think you learn more what's a true emergency and what's not. I mean, in everyday situations, a lot of people think things are emergencies that are not. But I remember out there, some people I used to work with, their stance was, hey, unless somebody is dying or about to die, it's not an emergency. And I found that to actually be quite relevant and quite true for a lot of other situations. There's a lot of things that people get very excited about that there's no need. You know, you can rest. Excuse me. You can rest and you can trust God. And in the process of resting and trusting Him, He will direct things. He will show you. He will unfold His will, His plan, His purpose in your life in His good time. And rather than trying to make things work and trying to force things, part of growth is things unfolding on their own. Part of growth is things unfolding on their own. You know, God will, in His time, in His way, He will unfold what He needs to in your life. You just need to stay in step. Because, you know, there's a beautiful element to the timing of God in so many things that go on. The timing of God where at the right time He will have you in the right place doing the right thing with the right people and something will happen. Something will unlock. And it's incredible. When that takes place, it's an incredible thing. And that, there's a joy that's in that because you also realize, look, you don't have to make it all happen. You don't have to make it all work. You know, yes, you need a compelling vision for your life because without a vision, my people perish. But allow God to put that vision in your heart. You don't just have to make a vision for the sake of it. If you don't have one, you don't have one. He just hasn't unfolded that to you yet. Maybe He just wants you to sit and pray and spend time with Him and enjoy Him and just have a good relationship before all the doing starts. Do you ever think about that? And sometimes maybe the reason you don't know what to do right now is because God doesn't want you to do anything. He just wants you to pray. He just wants you to read. He wants you to enjoy His presence and allow that foundation in your life to be strong. Isn't that okay? Isn't that valid? Isn't that something that you can look forward to and aspire to? You know, listen, a lot of the things that people focus so much time and energy and effort on and put all of their importance in, all these actions and this doing that they're going on and going through, it's not going to mean anything. When this life is wrapped up, it's not going to mean anything. You'd be surprised how much of people's time in life actually meant something, actually had eternal value and eternal worth. That should be your focus. You should invest in this life for that which is eternal and that which is true and that which carries on. Rather than focusing all of your time and efforts and energy on just what's here and pushing for big, quick, and now, which is the world's mantra. That's what the world wants. Big, quick, now. And the people that serve it are all about that. You know, God wants something incredible for you, but that comes on His terms and His timing. And in this day, in this hour, in this stage, the push, the desire, the admonition is to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God will take care of the rest. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, God will take care of the rest. And knowing that He'll take care of the rest, you should rest assured. You should put your shoulders back, lift your head up, and know that you are a child of God, bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus, in step with Him. And He has got you. He has got you. You know, I know sometimes people get nervous because of things going on around them, but you've got to realize that He's got you. And He's in control. And He that began a good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. And we are here in part to encourage you in that journey. You need to keep going. And you need to strengthen that which is true and that which is real. You need to cut, some of you need to cut out some bad stuff. Get rid of the bad people. Look, you can minister fine, but don't let them be your advisors. Don't let them be your core. Get rid of that which is doesn't need to be there. And instead, focus your life and your heart, your mind on the things of God and on the kingdom. God is raising up His people in this time. And you are part of those that He's raising up. So enjoy this life and this journey. Because it's short. Look, you know, you guys, we're all passing through. With this life, this window is short. You might as well let it count. You might as well let it be for something incredible. You might as well. You might as well thank Him. Thank Him. And thank Him for what He's done. Thank Him for every blessing that He's poured out upon your life. Thank Him that He has started a work in you, is going to keep it going. Thank Him that you're His. And that He is your Father. And as you thank Him, and as you praise Him, as you look to Him, allow for Him to paint a vision in your heart for what it is that He has for you. And once that's been solidified, just go for it. Because you know, this life is short, and that which you can do, we've already said, is limitless. Nothing can hold you. Nothing can stop you. There's incredible power at your disposal to accomplish the purposes of God in and through your life. And you should be not only encouraged by that, but you should actually be utilizing that for His plan and purpose for you. Stay free and stay on track with Him. And as you do, enjoy the journey and praise and thank your Father in heaven, because He loves you. And we love you. So, hey, God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. You can also reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix, one word, on Facebook, and you will find us. And you know what? Hey, we've been getting letters from all over the world. We just appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for writing in. Thank you for saying hi and for testifying. There's some incredible testimonies out there of people, of what they've gone through and how God has been there for them. And, you know, we appreciate it. We always love to hear from you guys. And we keep you in prayer, too. So pray for us, and we'll pray for you. God bless. Talk to you soon. Bye.